بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوصيني. قال: لا تغضب. فردد مرارا: قال: لا تغضب. رواه البخاري. We are still in this chapter of exercising sabr, having patience and controlling oneself when one becomes angry, and all other conditions which demand sabr, to have sabr. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi, and said, "Oh, Sini, that make me wasiyat, give me some advice." And alhamdulillah, this practice is still alive in the ummah till today. They will go to ulama, to other senior people, and ask for advice. This is also a sunnah. And when we do it, if we do it with the niyat of sunnah, inshallah, we will get extremely great, great rewards. That it is a sunnah to ask for advice from our seniors, from our elders. So he asked for this advice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La taghdab." Do not become angry. Do not vent your anger. فَرَدَّدَ mirara. He asked again and again, "Give me some advice." Over and over, "Give me some advice." قَالْ لَا تَغْضَبْ. Every time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just gave him the same. Like, we'll ask some more advice. But yeah, in this case, we find many other cases where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave different types of advice. And many, many instances we read where Sahaba came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for advice. Yeah, in this particular case, for every time he asked, and many times he asked, that give me more advice, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam each time told him that do not become angry. From here, the ulama have written that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, who knew about this condition of his, that he is a person who gets very quickly angry, and that is what he required. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated that for him all the time. The other aspect also is that many times we ask for advice, but we don't think of making amal. We just ask for advice for the sake of asking advice. But yeah, it was a case where they really wanted that advice, and accordingly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave every person the advice according to his condition. So yeah, this was necessary for the sahabi who used to become very quickly angry, and he used to vent his anger. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time told him that do not become angry. From here also we learn that whenever anyone asks us for advice, or we give advice to people, whether it is like the ulama give advice, or at home our children we speak to them, or the ustad in the class, then that advice must be given which is required, not what we like to give or what people will like to listen. A person makes a bayan, for example, and we make a bayan what the people will like to listen to, what will make them happy. Then in most cases such a bayan won't be for the pleasure of Allah also. And neither should we make a bayan just what we want to make, what we feel that I should make this bayan, but what the need of the occasion is. Bayan must be made according to that. And whenever we speak to our children, and especially ulama, when we make bayan, one very good intention that we learn from our elders before making bayan, that Ya Allah, guide me to say that which is the most needed, which is the most appropriate thing, and which is what the people need the most. Let me speak those things. Then inshallah, accordingly Allah will guide a person also, and he will give advice according to that. So advice is also a very great part of our deen, to ask for advice. And this also falls in that. There are many people, mashallah, till today in our communities that will make arrangement for ulama to make bayan. Invite an alim to make bayan. This is the same thing, asking him for advices, which is a sunnah, that we ask that please come and give us some advices about deen. Remind us about deen. This is the same sunnah that is carrying on, and only if we can become conscious and we do it with the niyat of sunnah, much greater rewards we will acquire. And then when that does take place, then the bayan also must be given according to what is required at that time, what is, what should be said, and not what we want to say, not what people want to listen to, but what has to be said, what is required. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.